Police say the primary suspect in the attack is 32-year-old Norwegian Anders Behring Breivik. They say Breivik has posted extreme right-wing and anti-Muslim comments online. But at a news conference Saturday, Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg said it's too soon to draw any conclusions about what motivated the attack.
Compared to other countries, I will not say that we have a big problem with right-wing extremists in Norway. But we have had some groups, we have followed them before, and our police is aware of that there are some right-wing extreme groups, or at least has been, or have been some groups of that kind in Norway.
Two separate violent attacks took place on Friday. In mid-afternoon, at least one bomb exploded near the Prime Minister's offices in central Oslo. Within hours, at least one gunman opened fire at a youth camp on nearby Utøya Island. Young people aged 14 to 18 were gathered for a summer camp organized by the Prime Minister's Labour Party. They fled in panic as the gunman, dressed as a policeman, opened fire, reportedly shooting at random. Video shows bodies floating in the water around the island. Norway's national news agency, NTB, said Saturday that witnesses on the island have told police two people were involved. They said the man already in custody was disguised as a policeman, wearing a sweater with a police emblem on it, but that the second man was not. Media reports in Norway also say the Oslo bomb was made from fertilizer, and that a supplier linked a company owned by Breivik to the purchase of fertilizer. Prime Minister Stoltenberg says the country is united in grief.
Norway is a small country, but we are a proud country. And we are all very close, especially in times like this. And I think that all Norwegians feel very close to those who are victims of the violence in Oslo and at the youth camp of the Younger Party at Utøya.
On Saturday, Mr. Stoltenberg traveled to a hotel near the island where rescue teams have been transporting survivors. Meanwhile, emergency teams in downtown Oslo are also still at work, looking for bodies and survivors of the massive blast that tore through the Prime Minister's office and the Finance Ministry. Mikael Hem, a journalist based in Oslo, told VOA the explosion could be heard from many kilometers away.
We heard the explosion and the building was shaking. I ran to the window and I saw smoke coming up from the Prime Minister's office.
He says walking past the site later, he saw buildings in tatters. Hem says Norwegians are in mourning, a grief he says is heightened by the youth of those targeted on the island.
The most terrible incident in Norway since the war. So it's, people are shocked and disturbed and sad. I mean, these are people as young as 14, 15-year-old. And it's just terrible.
In an annual report released earlier this year, Norway's police security agency noted a rise in far-right activity, but said that growth was limited by a lack of strong leadership. This is the deadliest attack in Europe since 2004, when a train bombing in Madrid killed 191 people. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.